We'll close today's show by taking a deep breath and listening to some good music with a strong Boston connection. This is an excerpt of the 1988 concert we recorded with Dave McKenna. He was the longtime pianist at the bar in the Copley Plaza Hotel, which is just a couple of blocks from the Boston Marathon finish line. McKenna died in 2008 at the age of 78. We hope you enjoy this music. Dave McKenna, welcome to Fresh Air. It's a complete pleasure to have you here.
Thanks, Terry.
And I'd like to ask you to introduce the first song you'd like to play.
Okay, this is a tune by Dietzen Schwartz called By Myself.
That's beautiful. You know, I especially like hearing you perform solo. And I think the reason is that your sense of rhythm is so strong. It's like you're accompanying yourself. And I just assume not hear anybody with you so I can hear completely what it is you're doing. And I was wondering if you especially like playing solo.
Well, of course, it's the way I make my living now. But it's fun to play with a band. I don't, the bass piano duo thing or the piano trio thing doesn't work with me because it's that in-between thing. I don't think I ever got that down. But I really love playing with bass and drums and a horn or two, you know, trumpet and saxophone and a guitar, too. I love that. But I play it a different way then. And it's just, it really is fun. But anything less than four pieces, I'd rather be alone, I think. Because I can, it's great working with good bass players, and there are plenty of them now, and drummers. But this way I can change tempo. I'd have to work with a bass player for years and just change tunes, you know. And when you play solo, a lot of it is just killing time, killing the clock.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, one more question before we get to the next song. That was just called By Myself, what you just played. And
uh-huh.
I think of you as having gone by yourself in a way of being a bit of a loner, playing, you know, for long stays in a supper club or in a hotel, and having lots of people come to you, and you have a home base, which is something very few people in jazz have the luxury of.
Yeah, I've really been lucky that way.
You know, I want to ask you, I know that for the past 9 years or so, you've been at the Copley in a very elegant bar there. A lot of times when people go into a bar, they're pleased that their music that there's music, but they don't necessarily know the first thing about music or the first thing about their hearing, about what they're hearing, and they might talk while the musician is playing. How does that affect you when people are talking and you're playing?
That's cool. It's such a comfortable situation. Most people who come in the room aren't coming in to hear me because a lot of them are convention people or from the hotel. And they're just in for a drink in nice surroundings. And so it's not a concert, and I don't expect in many cases, it's easier playing because I can, I just play lightly and fiddle around and play. If you think of what I'm going to play next, there's no pressure. I could play quietly a good part of the night, and I usually come up a little bit in volume at the end of a set to let them know I'm there, that I've been working. And some nights people listen, and a lot of times they don't, but essentially it's a background music gig, really, and I'm happy with it. I mean, I've been happy with it, and I had 9 years or so, and I like staying in Boston. It was a nice stay at the hotel. It's walking distance from about anything in town, including the ballpark, and everything's handy in that city. Yeah.
We're listening back to a 1988 concert with the late Dave McKenna, who was the longtime pianist at the bar in the Copley Plaza Hotel in Boston, which is just a couple of blocks from the Boston Marathon finish line. We'll hear more after a break. This is Fresh Air. We're closing today's show with music that has a strong Boston connection, our 1988 concert with the late pianist Dave McKenna. For about 10 years, he was the pianist at the bar in the Copley Plaza Hotel in Boston. You know, sitting right next to you at the piano, I'm really watching your hands carefully, and you have such a strong left hand when I hear your records. And your left hand is almost gently approaching the keyboard. I mean, you don't seem to be exerting yourself with your left hand at all.
You have a very gentle touch. I try to work hard. I'm not really adept. I can play, if I play it with some strength, then it gets kind of sloppy. I came to stride piano late. I only use it for a few bars at a time, but that's real work. I stand in awe of those guys that play it all the time, Ralph Sutton, Dick Wellstone.
Yeah, yeah.
They really play it hard and accurately,
Is accurate hard when you're playing stride?
Yeah, I think so. Because they've been playing it a long time. Some guys made a specialty of it, and their whole career was based on that. The older guys, Fats and James P., those are the guys that invented it, I guess. But as far as the working bass, that sort of just playing bass notes, that just seemed to come naturally to me, and it's not much exertion required there.
Were you self-taught, or was there a pianist who studied carefully with?
I had lessons from my first teachers were the nuns and parochials. I went to my mother's a real good musician, though. She played piano and violin, but she didn't want to teach, so she sent me the nuns, and I didn't really like to practice, but I could always pick tunes out that I heard on the radio and always played by ear, it seems, since I was about 7 years old. So I had a couple of good teachers, a guy in Boston, Sandy Sandiford, who was a jazz musician of sorts. I mean, he was a good jazz player, but he made his living writing showbiz charts for the singers around Boston. But he didn't, I was 16 or so by the time I went to him, and he didn't really fool with the way I played. He just made a few suggestions into how to organize it. And he said, why don't you make a little arrangement of this? And the lessons were kind of spotty because I was still living in my parents' house, and I didn't get up there often. But he had some nice suggestions anyway.
We're going to have time for one more song, and can I make a request?
Yeah.
Would you play Thanks for the Memory?
Of course. Thank you.
The late Dave McKenna recorded in our studio in 1988. For about 10 years, he played in the bar at the Copley Plaza Hotel, which is just a couple of blocks from the Boston Marathon finish line. Our thoughts will continue to be with everyone in Boston.